Welcome to Move at the Speed of Culture with Dr. Greg Watson, where we decode the cultural signals, platform shifts, and digital trends that drive attention and conversion. I'm Greg, professor, serial entrepreneur, and marketing strategist, and each episode I share insights and cultural playbooks to help you win in the attention economy. Today's show is called The Marketing Advantage You Can't Buy with Ads. Let's dive in. Here's the thing about marketing today. Every brand can buy the same Facebook ads, Google keywords, and influencer posts. But cultural fluency? That's the unfair advantage that turns organic conversations into your biggest growth engine. When you truly understand the culture you're marketing to, every dollar you spend works harder because the culture itself becomes your amplifier. Let me explain what I mean. Culturally fluent brands don't just make content, they make content that moves. When you understand the references, timing, and emotional triggers that resonate, your organic reach explodes. Brands that nail cultural moments get shared 6 times more than generic campaigns. 6 times. That's not luck, that's cultural intelligence at work. There's a compound interest effect happening here too. Research shows culturally relevant brands achieve 2.3 times higher customer lifetime value. Here's the framework. Cultural fluency creates trust, trust creates advocacy, and advocacy creates free distribution at scale. Your paid media becomes the spark, but culture becomes the wildfire. Now here's your tactical takeaway. Map your content calendar to cultural rhythms, not just business quarters. When you launch during culturally significant moments with authentic understanding, engagement rates spike 4 to 8 times. This isn't about jumping on trends. It's about understanding when your audience is most receptive. Take Fenty Beauty as a perfect example. Rihanna didn't just launch another makeup brand. She understood that beauty culture was hungry for true inclusivity. By launching with 40 foundation shades when competitors had 10 to 15, Fenty tapped into a cultural conversation that had been building for years. The result? $100 million in sales in 40 days, not from ad spend alone, but because culture carried the message. That cultural fluency created earned media worth millions and shifted an entire industry. So before your next campaign launch, ask yourself, what cultural conversation are we joining, not just interrupting? Audit your last 3 campaigns. Which ones felt native to your audience's cultural moment versus which ones felt like ads? Cultural fluency starts with listening before speaking, understanding before advertising. In a world where ad costs rise and attention fragments, the brands that win are those that earn their place in culture. Cultural fluency isn't just better marketing, it's the difference between renting attention and owning relevance. When culture moves with you instead of around you, every marketing dollar becomes an investment in lasting growth. Thanks for listening to Move at the Speed of Culture with Dr. Greg Watson. If you found value here, subscribe, share, or leave a review. It helps more marketers capture attention and drive growth. Stay ahead of culture. Stay ahead of competitors. Grab the Cultural Intelligence Report at moveatthespeedofculture.com.